And so I titled the sermon this morning, "Who Are You?" I started thinking about it. I thought, who am I? Well, I'm a Weston. How many knows it's very important to know who you are? How many knows it is vital? It is very vital to our lives after we're born again to find out who we are and do our very best to apply and walk in who we are. You know, I mean, see, when we're born in the natural, we don't know who we are. I didn't know who I was, Johnny. I didn't know my and say, "Hey, Mom. Hey, who? I know that nurse. All I know is nothing. I know nothing. I'm just born. They clean me up. I'm laying there. I know nothing. I don't know there's food out here. I don't know that there's bicycles and go-karts, and I don't know none of that. I don't even know who I am." Well, then they give me, I guess, I don't remember, but to my mom and dad, one of the two probably. And they're like, "Oh, yeah, you're cute. And you know, when I do open my eyes, I'm probably thinking, "Who are you? What's going on? This is new out here." You know, I'm really, God's just rolling this out of my spirit this morning. You know, they had to tell me that I was a Weston. They had to tell me what my name was. They go on and they, you know, I didn't know I was a Weston until they told me. When I got old enough, "Yes, you're Weston, and your papa was so-and-so, and your daddy's this." And people, I walk around today, and people will tell me, "You're one of them Westons." Why? They favor me. Teresa told me this morning I had some reading glasses on. She said something, and I looked over at her. She said, "I told you not to look over them glasses. Look at me through them glasses. You look like your brother Preston." I said, he's fortunate to look like me. I was here first. Why? He's in the Weston lineage. You know, so I get up, you know, and I find out, you know, my name is Scotty Weston. You know, I find out, you know, different things. So I begin to identify with that family. I begin to take on attributes of that family. I begin to take on ways of that family, good and bad. And so, you know, I get up and then I get married. And I'm not a Myrick. You know, I didn't get married and become a Myrick. I'm a Weston. And so I didn't change my identity and say, "No, I'm no more a Weston. I wasn't a Weston. I was a Weston up till I married a Myrick. I liked the Myrick family really, really well, and that's the truth. And I'm just going to become a Myrick." Well, I could steal a Myrick name, but I would be illegitimate. I could call myself Scotty Myrick, but I would still be Scotty Weston. Why? Because that's who I am. That's absolutely who I am. Now, bringing it over into being born again. If you're not born again this morning, then you are who you were born. That's who you still are. You are lost without God. You only can identify with the things in this natural realm, this earth. But see, the Bible says that Christians' citizenship is in heaven. See, once I got born again, I became what the Bible says, a new creation. Old thing passed away. all things become new, and all things are of God. Now I am born again. I'm born of the kingdom of God. You are born of the kingdom of God. And if you're not, then you are not his. You were created by him, but he has no legal right to take you to heaven. He has no legal right, if you drop dead today, to save you because of your reasoning why you don't get born again. Although God's a good, why? Because you have not identified with him. You have not changed your identity. You're still your own God. If you're not born again, you are your own God. And you can survive the best way you can. And he will not intervene in your life until you give him a legal right. Then you will become who you were created to be. Then you will begin to develop into what God has called you to be and do because of the new family you have got into, a supernatural one. Now, you know, I got born again. That did not make me not a Weston. But I quit letting Weston rule. See, the Bible says that we are the sons of God. So who are you? You're a son or a daughter of God. Just like you're a son or a daughter of your mother and father here, earthly. We are sons of our Father God. Sons and daughters of God. Put 2 Corinthians 5 up there, Beth, please. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. You've got to be in Christ. In Christ. I mean, there's people out there in ministries that says there's many roads that leads to God, but there's not. There's only one way to the Father, and that is through Christ Jesus. The one way. I don't care what's preached to you. This Bible says there is only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. That's through Jesus. I've had people to tell me, well, they're good people. Good people go to hell. Good people don't make heaven. There is only one way to the Father, and that is through the Son. And I don't care I hear them on TV. There's many roads that lead to God. No, there is one way that leads you to God. Now, God uses every circumstance that he can to knock on the heart and draw men's hearts to him, but he sends them through his Son. There is only redemption in the blood of Jesus. There is only redemption in Jesus. He says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things pass away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. That's where I get that meaning when I say that Jesus was God in the flesh. He was, if you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. He was in Jesus, reconciling this world to himself. He became flesh. God did in Jesus. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors. I'm an ambassador. I got up this morning. I've been, facing. I just tell you recent stuff sometimes. I've been facing this sinus problem for years, and now for months. I told it outside because I'm ministering this morning. Some watching out yonder, you can't go to church. We are ambassadors. Well, I told it out yonder because I was almost nauseated to where, you know, throwing up. And I spoke out and I said, shut up. You will not hinder me. Why? I'm born from above. This body is not me. This body, if you ain't born again, then you are you, and that's all you got. But if you're born again, who are you now? You're a new creation, the Bible says. That old man died. So you got to get rid of that old way of thinking. You got to get rid of that old way you used to be. You used to think. You used to live. You used to act. All that has to go with the new creation. Now, it might not come all at one time, but me and you have got to start identifying with the new man, with the new creation we are, and begin to walk out who we are in Christ. So I told it, I said, you will not hinder me from preaching. So you might as well shut up. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I laid my hands on my body and I said, you will function in your office today, sir. Why? I'm an ambassador. The Bible says me and you was bought with a price. And you know what? When we find out all this, it's not, God, I didn't sign up for that. You're just dead spiritually. All you are is dead spiritually. Just dead spiritually. Why are you dead spiritually after you're born again? You're not doing the things you used to do to be strong and walk in that place. You are letting your carnal man rule you. You get fearful when the news is on. Why? You don't know who you are. Well, the economy. I told somebody the other day, I said, people feel better now that we got the house. Just in the atmosphere, they feel better because they got the house and possibly could get the Senate when Georgia begins. They want to finally count their votes, the stupid system that's out here. But you know what? I don't identify with that party. I don't identify with when we get another president that'll do something or we get one back. All of that is identifying with that old man. Do you feel good because you don't feel like any harm can come to you and the economy will be good? Who's that all about? You. But when you go to this right here and you learn that you who you are in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. You are an ambassador to the Lord. You are a son and daughter of the Most High God. You have the authority that Jesus had through the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. That's what makes us bold. That's what makes us react, you know, not to fear. The Bible says God had not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That's who we are. That's who we are. It says we're new creations. And let's go on to read verse 21 maybe. Yes, it's already up there. Yeah. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made what? We are the righteousness of God. We've been made right with God. I'm not trying to get right with God. I'm not trying to earn righteousness. I'm in right standing in my marriage. I'm in right standing in my finances. I'm in right standing with Him. I've been made right with Him. So we see that we're new creations. I read the scripture one time where it says that no man has left father, mother, land, brothers, sisters, lands. All the things that me and you have to put down for Christ to rule in our lives, he said that that person would not lose anything. And I thought, man, I've been given authority. How many knows you've been given authority? Authority to put God first. I've had to tell my family members, you know, no, I go to church. You can't come over Wednesday and you can't come Sunday. Wednesday, Sunday get-togethers, birthday parties, and all that are over for this part of the Weston family. Because I took the scripture where it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so I had to put, I mean, they've Travis playing football one time, they want to practice on Wednesday night. So he's quitting football. Teresa goes, I said, that's not going to happen. He will not practice on, will not. Why? I'm an ambassador. I'm a son of the most, he can cause Travis to own the college football team one day if I don't put it first. See, when we know who we are, then kind of like this right here, you know, I don't have an option. I don't have an option to go to work or not. I am blown over that door. I am sick, weak, raining, toothache, headache, sinus ache, toe ache, ear ache, all that. I go to where I fight the good fight to do it. I fight for that. Well, I'm not going to fight more for that than I am going to church and ministering the things. I'm not going to put more fight in that and energy than I do in who I am. Because who I am will get me where I need to be. Who you are will get you where you need to be. God's doors ain't made me wealthy. God has. I'm telling you right now, God's doors failed me a long time. Your job will come short. Your ability will come short. But what does the Bible say? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in... What is he telling you who you are? You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. That's who we are. Bible says we can do all that guy told me. When he told me it can't be done, I told him, I told that mechanic dinner, I said, he told me it can't be done. I said, that's not in my Bible. Now what am I doing? I'm reverting back to who I am. I am who I am. All things are possible to those who believe. Who I was, whatever somebody can do for me is all that's possible. But who I am now, we've been given power over all the power of the enemy. Devil's not even our problem. Nope. Christians go around all the time, well, the devil just attacked my family. And they give unbiblical excuses why they let Satan run their family. Unbiblical. Like they can't do nothing about him. They can't do nothing with him. Who are you? Who are you? Well, if you're washed in the blood of Jesus, if greater's he that's in you than he, Christ the anointed one in you, if the same spirit that raised, you don't believe who you are. Some of us, we know the scripture, but we have head knowledge of the scripture, but we don't, we've not come to the place to where we apply it and believe. The Bible told me one time, it says you have been crucified with Christ. I identified with that. I said, I hung on that cross. Hallelujah. It caused me to think different. It caused me to act different. It caused me to believe God different. Put that 2 Corinthians up there a bit, please. No, that's not what I want. Give me Ephesians 1. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him in his own right hand in heavenly places. How many knows that we've been seated in heavenly places through him? We're in heavenly places. We're not normal. See, we walk around normal. I'm walking around one time and I thought, I don't feel spiritual. I don't feel God. I don't feel God, you know, I don't feel. Where's that power that they had? God, I don't feel it. I don't feel. And the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, that's what walking by faith is. He said, you don't have to feel my power. I said, where is the power that raised Jesus? Where is it? He said, it's in you. I said, why don't I feel it? I just feel normal. He said, you are normal, the natural man. He said, but your inward man is not normal. He said, you're a new creation, and I'm in you. They scriptured back up it, you know, and I thought, And so I thought, okay, I'm going to walk around and train myself not to feel normal anymore. What I knew normal. Now my new normal is I love you with all my heart. Now my new normal is forgive so God can forgive me. Now my new normal is work with my hands that I'll have to give to them in need. I don't think Johnny needed a Harley. I battled with it for 3 weeks. I'm like, why didn't he mention him? Why didn't he even mention him? I even tried to sell it. I tried to trade it. I mean, I tried to do everything in my power other than identify with the new man. I rode over there on that Harley, and I'm going to check on my cows. And so I get over there, and I'm like, man, well, I'll just ride the Harley out there. So I'm riding the Harley out to cow pasture. And I felt weird, and my cows went, whoo. They had never seen the Harley. it's pretty. That's a nice color, man. And I'm going across there, and my cows are looking. They're like, I bet they're like, what is that? And it's pretty loud. Sounds loud, you know. Well, you know, I felt out of place. There's no place for a Harley Davidson motorcycle out in the cow pasture. Checking your cows. I thought of something I needed to do, and I didn't even have a tool, Johnny. So I'm like, well, man, this is just not me. It's not me. No, it wasn't for me. It was for Johnny Boy. And I thought, God, man, I just sunk that in that bag. I didn't lose nothing. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given. There's who I am. There's who I am. Not there's those that hold on to more than enough, we heard at Sunday school, and it tends to what? Poverty. So, scattered. I'm sitting there and I said, that's me, Lord. I scatter and I increase. That's who I am. See, when we let that Bible become who we are, what it says, we become who it says we are, then all of those blessings, the promises of who we are will come on us. See, just like Teresa gave the illustration of the tractor, that don't mean nothing to nobody that didn't give $15,000 for it.
They're like, well, God will work it out. He'll work it out for you. yeah, it's okay, Jesus, just take the wheel.
They're not the one out 15 grand. Now it's down serious business to you when it's you. And so you have to let who you are kick in. If you are who you used to be letting kick in, you are in trouble. I'm not the same spiritually as I was last year. I'm not the same faith-wise as I was last year. I believe I'm going from glory, faith to faith and from glory to glory. I believe that. And I'm going to follow after that. I'm going to try to grow that in my life. You know, I mean, I still would like to grow me a marijuana pot plant every now and then. You know, see how tall I could let it get. How long the buds was. Use it for medical marijuana. That Satan tries to get me to go back to the old man. I mean, You know, well, God understands my knees aching, so I mean, I used to wouldn't let it complete. I'd have to smoke it before I got it, you know. So I always wondered, man, why can't you just let that bud grow? Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. But you know what? I thought about it and I thought, I'm not reverting back to the old man. I bet you, I thought, God won't anoint me. So I'd have to be on my own to grow the marijuana. Satan gets you thinking all kind of stuff so that you will be just that natural man, just that natural man you used to be. He wants me just that natural. He wants me like Samson. He wants me down there without God's power, because with God's power, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. See, most people know that I'm not who I used to be, that know me, that have known me any at all. Why? Because they see who I really am now. People see who you are. People in your family, whether they relate it to you or not, they see when we're walking out who we are in Christ Jesus, then they see it. You don't have to tell them. Just like, people tell me, somebody just called me the other day, hey, you wouldn't happen to have a truck, will you? And I said, nah. I said, I got a few. I said, but I ain't got none I want to get rid of. Like that. He said, well, I just thought I'd call you because things just fall in your lap, you know. And I mean, and I'm like, there's a good witness. A heathen over there don't even like me. You know? He could care less about me. But he knows I'm blessed. He knows that things happen in my life, that vehicles come and things come, and I'm blessed. That's who we are. We're a magnet for the blessing. That's how they envied the Philistines, envied them, because they grow very strong and rich and spiritual and big. They envied him. They prospered till the enemies envied him. Couldn't stand them. You're going to grow. If you grow spiritually, you will grow financially. But you won't grow and it just make wings. You'll grow and it'll begin to accumulate. You'll begin to have wisdom and you'll begin to do things you didn't think you could do. And God, I told Travis one time, I was teaching him about God able to increase, and I did it on purpose. So I went over there. I got him, helped him get a truck. It was $150 a month, something like that. Well, I go over there and I get him one that's $300 and something. I seen him worry with $140, and then I seen him. I had to help him, just like God has to help us. Stay over here in faith. Stay over here in faith. He still does it all the time to me. Stay in faith. Stay in faith. Stay in faith. Do what you know. Don't change. Don't change because of the times. That's who you are. And so I go over there. Oh, his eyes just lit up when he seen that truck. Oh, it was nice, Daddy. I give $15,000 for this one. It was nice. Really nice. I told him, I said, there it is. I had him set it out there. And he's looking. He's looking around it. And he said, where, Dad? I said, right there. He went, where? I don't see it. It's sitting right there. You can't see that. It's big, jacked up four-wheel drive diesel. You know, real nice. Oh, yeah. And then he drives out of there with it, boy. He's a happy camper. It is one nice truck. Well, here come them $300 a month payments, and I knew that's coming. Then he's putting pressure on that. I mean, I need to get some hours. I'm like, don't do that to me. I don't let my hands do that to me. Don't put pressure on me for your living. Ever. You bought the truck, you make the pay. Don't ever. If you don't make the payments, Mom will come get it. And I'll pay it off, and I'll be driving your truck. Because it's in my name, too. Don't learn my name. Teresa told me one time, because, I mean, he's faithful to pay his bills. I mean, his bills. He checks his credit score 4 times a day. You know, nothing wrong with that. A good name, rather be chosen, you know what I'm saying? And so, he would let the truck payment get behind. But no, pay all the rest of them. Why? That's not in your name. So Teresa, she'd tell me,
don't you ever, ever co-sign with him again, ever. I mean, never.
And then I'm like, oh, Jesus, this is going to be a long ride. And he went 3 years on that truck. And if he ain't faithful to get, I mean, you know. But then when he got out and every one of his bills are in his own name, oh, man, pay him. I don't care if we're broke, pay him. Pay them bills, boy. So when it got over with, I was like, thank you, Jesus. He's finally a man. I'm not co-signing with him again for nothing. He get his stuff on his own. Some of y'all ruined your kids. Well, they don't got good credit. Well, good. Go drive the beat-up Volkswagen. Do like the rest of us, especially if you're born-again Christian. Hallelujah. Don't stay in the Volkswagen. Sow some seeds. Give, tithe, believe God. Get over here and identify with who you are. Work harder, save. I've told all of y'all to save for the last 2 years.
Some of y'all, I just can't save. I can't.
Stop saying that. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It might be 5 cents. Start out with 5 cents a week. I don't care. Start out with 2 pennies. Train yourself, and when you see that 2 pennies, that jug getting full, you'll start getting excited. Then you'll be like, whoo, maybe I need to drop 5 in there. And I told somebody the other day, I said, if you save $5 a week in 50 years, how much you gonna have? See, kingdom people don't think short term. We're trained to think generations. We're trained to think I'm supposed to leave an inheritance to my children's children. But if I put in them what I have in me, they will get their own thing and they won't even need what I got when I'm gone. Travis won't even need my stuff. I mean, he won't. The boy's on his way up. I've put in him, though. I've not let him buy. I told Teresa the other day, I said, whoop, I got to work on these grandkids. You know, I mean, because right now, Johnny, they're like, Papa will buy everything. Papa will buy it. Aiden, Papa will get it. Papa will get it. Aiden, Aubrey, Papa will get it. Well, I just don't know. They're fixing to run out of gas. They're fixing to run out of gas, and then it's going to take them a couple of days to get up some gas money to ride them go-karts. I've got to do it. Now, this is hard on Papa. But I've got to do it. I got to put in them what I put in him. Because now he don't depend on me. He don't depend on me. Never asked me for nothing. That's a good thing. A really good thing. We've done our job well. Hallelujah. We really didn't even know we were doing it. We just knew the Bible said it. Train up a child in the way he should go. Then my emotion, oh God, Teresa won't let him have nothing. He can't have nothing. I'm afraid to drag home all these old junk four-wheelers. She's going to be like, well, the light bill was due. I'm like, well, he's growing up. So I had to start believing God for things like that and teach him, and he's teaching his kids. He's rougher on his kids than I am. He's kind of like Mom was, not quite as bad. Travis is spilled milk, and I'll be, oh, Jesus, help us. Help us, Jesus.
Spilt that milk, good God Almighty. Get up good. Look at that milk in the floor. God Almighty, are you serious right now?
But you know what she does with the grandkids? Y'all come on in the living room. That's wrong, Johnny.
Y'all come on. I never dreamed it'd be this way with grandkids.
I'm like, are you serious right now? You lost your spine. You've lost your backbone. Man, these kids have you wrapped. You say they got me wrapped around their thing. It's you. Oh, when they come home, Johnny. Tracy's like, I said, well, I have to say, what are we having for supper on Tuesday night? Because we got to find out what Aubrey wants. So it's either spaghetti or Taco Tuesday. That never happened at home. I can't never remember running in. Hey, Mom, I want chicken fingers and hot dogs tonight, please. I come home, you get through out of the house. If they's biscuit and gravy cooked, that's what you eat. If you know, they stuff you don't want, if, you know, salmon patties, that's what you eat. Or you just going to bed. And I'm like, we got to get rough with these grandkids around here, man. Cook a meal, put it out here. Oh, they'll starve to death, really. They're not going to starve overnight, okay? I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying. So we train them to tell us what we're going to buy at the grocery store now. Aiden will not eat pizza. I mean, Aiden, he won't eat the kind of pizza we eat at their house. But out at our house, he'll eat whatever pizza we put out there. It's pizza. You know. And so I'm thinking, okay, man. We got a generation of kids that have come up because we don't want them to starve to death, and now they're telling us what we're going to cook. I'll tell them when they get there, I'll say, okay, y'all know what y'all getting for supper tonight? Aiden will start to say, eh, and I'll say, no. Not going to have that. You're not telling me that. Don't tell me that. You don't know what you're going to get tonight. I said, if Papa has his way, you will eat a hamburger. He goes, oh, ugh, never, Papa, never, never. 5 years old, never. Four, fix and be five. I'm like, I'm going to have to let him eat never. See, because we can't train a generation, they are who they want to be. We got to train them who they are in God. And that is, I come not to do my own will, but of the will of him that sent me. And train them that your way is not what you really want. Pulled up there in Aiden, he said, I said, I've sold that mule. I've sold it to my brother. But Papa, we wanted to keep that. I said, no, we didn't. Well, we wanted to drive that. I said, you're driving my Polaris. He said, my lap. No, he sat over here. He drives. And I sat over here and mashed the gas and stuff. And I'm like, you don't even ride your go-kart anymore. You don't ride the four-wheeler around there. I'm fixing to give the four-wheeler away to some kid. We need to get rid of the go-kart because you done graduated from it to the Polaris. Now you done went to the other one that I got. Now you don't even, you're interested in that. I got to take all that away from him, I think. God, what a task to be a papa. Woo. And then when they don't, Aiden's sitting back there, and Aubrey's got something she's writing. I don't know what she's writing. She got, I said, hey, that's my birthday. She said, I know, papa, I know. And Aiden went, papa. I said, what? Pointed at Aubrey. And I looked down at Aubrey, and I'm like, well, what? She ain't got your car or nothing. I said, what? And he went, I said, okay, little Beth. He looks just like Beth. I said, okay, little Beth, it's okay. Whatever she's doing, she ain't doing nothing. Well, she's got something that he wants to do, and she ain't going to turn loose of it. So rivalry. See, we can't be in rivalry with the Holy Ghost. We got to be in union with him. We got to be in union with who we are. We got to identify. And Bradley helped change me one time. He said, don't identify with your old man anymore. Don't do it. Well, my old man wanted to commit adultery. My old man wanted to lie. My old man wanted to just don't come home if I don't want to. My old man wanted to quit work. My old man wouldn't work when I was at work. My old man did everything he could do to keep from working when I was at work. Well, see, the new man wants to be the best that he can be. The new man, the gifts in him will make room for him. The new man brought me up to a place of top pay in 9 months. They couldn't raise me up no more there because I would be making more than my brother and brother-in-laws that had been there for 25 years. See, the new man brought me the kingdom way. He started showing me how to walk in the kingdom way. Then the kingdom takes you higher and higher. It opens doors that no man can shut, according to Revelation. The Bible says in Revelation 1, it says that we are now kings and priests unto God. Kings. You know what kings are? In authority. Priests offer up sacrifices to the Lord. We're kings and priests. The Bible says that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Chosen. If you study that, he said that we are God's own hand-picked, chosen people. Special people, it says. God's own special people. So you know what? When Satan or lazy, God's people should not be lazy. Laziness is sin. Bible says, if I know to do right and do it not, what is it? The Bible says, work with my hand. Don't pay somebody to do everything. I'm not against doing that. I like it. I get lazy. Feels good not to do nothing. Just doing nothing. But later, I'm cutting wood yesterday. I'm 56 now. I'm like, I'm going to be hyped up like Mac. I don't know how old he is, but he acts like he's on cocaine, man. Dude turns it on wide open for 4 hours, and that's all he's working that day, you know. I'm down there, and my back's hurting. I'm like, man, I got muscles right over there. I hadn't used in a long time. I thought, I got to quit, man. And then I thought, I got to preach it to the church. Winners never quit. And so I won't. I went, another hour and a half. You liking that, Hoss? Huh? Come on, hurt some more. Well, you know what, Johnny? I got all that work done, all that wood cut, loaded it up, took it on down to the house, hallelujah. I'm not lazy. I told Teresa, she said, we got to be thinking about some stuff around here. And I said, look, I got some more wood up there. I'm fit to go up there. Don't do it today. I'll get it later. I said, later won't come. I told her, I said, I'm fired up right now. Leave me alone when I'm fired up. I mean, it ain't dark yet. It's getting dark at 5, man. It's just wasted my whole winter. 5 o'clock, man. I lost 2 hours. Teresa's like, I'm glad it's winter time. I'm like, why are you so glad? Because you'll be in the house. If I was her, I'd want me in there too. Praise God. So I want to encourage you. Think about who you are. Think about who you are. In what part you don't know who you are in the Bible, you can't really identify, well, I don't really know who I am. I don't really know what I've been given. I don't really know. Begin to ask the Lord. Lord, help me to be who I am, Lord. Help me to be that leader. I come to the scriptures in the Bible where it says some of them were hirelings. And I thought, I wonder if I'm a hireling. I wonder if I'm really real or not. You know, Jesus talked about hirelings, true shepherds and hirelings. You know, and I thought, well, I wonder how I know. So I went on in there, and he talks about when trouble comes. When trouble comes, the hireling will run, they'll get out of Dodge. Somebody that's not a hireling, that's who you are. When you are who you are in Christ, you ain't running from no confounded little bit of trouble. And so the test of time here at this church. Boy, I've wanted to quit. And then one day I read it again, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, now asked are you? And I thought, I don't have to ask, Lord. I'm not running. I'm not leaving, Lord. I'm not a hireling. I'm a shepherd that you've given with your heart over your people. That's who I am. See, you're a Christian. That's not, you're not trying to be a Christian. People tell me, I'm just trying to be a good Christian. Well, how you do that? I've never figured it out. What does that mean? Good Christian goes to church every service? They never talk ugly to their husband? I don't know. Or their wife? I mean, what's trying to be a good Christian mean to you? Don't try to be a good Christian. Be one. I am one. That's who I am. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, praise God. Think about who you are. Son of the Most High God. And when that devil comes to torment you, then just put him under your feet. He tries to run my mind at times. And I tell him, shut up. My mind is my mind. And you're not going to play games with my mind. My mind is sound. And then if it ain't sound, I get it sound. How do you get it sound, Pastor? I get it on the Scripture. The Bible says those whose hearts are stayed on the Lord, minds are stayed on the Lord, he'll keep them in perfect peace whose hearts, minds stayed on him. Devil used to torment me about Teresa leaving. I got a reason. Look, man, she's beautiful. I know she's rough, like, you know, a little rough around the edges, man, but I got a good-looking woman. I believe I do. I don't think she's all that pretty. I didn't ask you. I believe, right? He used to torment me. Well, she'll run around on you, and she's going to look at them men when you go by. I mean, torment my mind. You know, I had to get down, and I had to start identifying with who I am. God didn't give me a spirit of timidity. I started thinking, she better not leave me. I'm the best thing ever happened to her other than Jesus. And then I let her know. I don't know if she believes it or not, but I do. I believe she's the best thing ever happened to me other than Jesus. I believe she would be dumb to leave me. I believe she would be dumb to commit adultery on me. I believe I would be dumb to leave her. I believe I would be dumb. Why? Because she is the anointed of God. So I started working on my mind. So I told the devil one day, I said, listen, devil. I said, go ahead and try to pull that now. You might have pulled it, that rabbit out of a hat back yonder. But we are new creations now. And I told Satan one time, I said, if she did leave me, she would be back. Because number one, there ain't nobody but me got the grace to live with her. And they ain't nobody but her got the grace to live with me. God put us together. That's why me and you are so united. We're in our place who we are. We're in our place. We're in here serving God. You're serving God. I'm serving God. That's why we are a team. And teamwork makes the what? Dream work. Teamwork makes the dream work. I asked the Lord last Monday, and I'm going to close. I'm a little long. Well, we're not having practice, so I feel like I got some time this evening. I got a big job Monday, last Monday, you know, 22 doors. So I get up and I ask the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I thank you today for your grace, God. I thank you, Lord, that I won't have to spend 14 hours on this job, Lord. I thank you, Lord, I'll be home today. I won't have to go back 2 days. I believe I receive it right now. I ask you for it, and I thank you, Father, today for grace on this job right here. So we get on the job, and I'm like, whoo. I mean, we scattered the doors. We started installing those doors, and we was done at 12:30 and hung 22 doors and hung them right. Travis, this is almost unreal. This is unreal. And I told him, I said, I believe God for this. I believe God today. Then I looked at that guy who was working with us. I said, this is one of them bonus days. I said, this is one of them two-day pays in 2.5 hours. So I told him, I said, it's going to feel real good tomorrow, man. I said, you're going to get paid to sleep all day. Just stay asleep. You're getting paid. So I asked him when he come back in, I said, hey, how did it feel? I said, you got paid to sleep. I said, did you sleep in? Yeah. He probably slept all day. He's a sleeper. I mean, I think the dude gets off work, goes home, gets into bed, and eats, wakes up and eat, and go back to bed, and get up and eat breakfast, and go back to bed, and hurry to work. Then go in. He said, I like getting off early. I said, what do you do, take a nap every time? I'm like, the clue is the dude's a sleeper. He makes me sleepy. I'll be what's in my truck around here, man. I feel sleepy. I'm sleepy. I'm never sleepy. I told Travis that. I said, man, I could take a nap. What'd you do, go to bed late? I said, no, it's 10:30, normal. Get that sleep spirit around you. Everybody's sleepy. We're sleepy. Make me want to take off, Johnny. Man, I wish I had to come to work today. I told Travis that yesterday. I started to call you and say, listen, man, I'm not coming today. Y'all just take off. Y'all don't want to work, and I don't want to work. We're all in the same boat. Just quit. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Live out who you are. Find out who you are. And then just don't have a head knowledge. Get that thing down in there, man. Get it in your spirit, praise God, that greater is he seeing you. Get it in your spirit, you can do all things through Christ. Get it in your spirit, nothing is impossible to you because you're going to believe God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and thank you. And Lord, I thank you if there's anybody listening by way of